Alexander. We had Lindsey Graham, who was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. And Lindsey Graham said this, and I'm pulling this from the Daily Mail UK. I want your quick take on this. I want you to, if you can tell us which country you think it is going to be a short video, and we're going to wrap it up. This is from the Daily Mail, Alexander. Lindsey Graham says declassified FBI documents show ultimate double standard, with agents briefing Hillary Clinton, but not Trump, on investigations into foreign interference into respective campaigns. Bullet point number one, Lindsey Graham said the FBI showed a double standard by telling Hillary Clinton about an investigation into foreign influence in her campaign, but not Trump. Number two, the FBI did the right thing by briefing Clinton and failed to do the right thing by never specifically briefing President Trump about their concerns, Graham said. And number three, the claims come after new documents were released detailing FBI personnel briefing Clinton's campaign about a foreign government interfering. My one question to you, Alexander, Maria Bartiromo asked Lindsey Graham, what was the country that the FBI briefed Hillary Clinton on that was supposedly interfering in her campaign, in the election? Lindsey Graham said, I cannot tell you that. Here is my list of three countries that I think it is that were trying to get Hillary Clinton elected and the FBI briefed her on. We've documented the Trump part, so there's no need to go into that. Here's my list of three. Number one, Ukraine. Number two, UK. Number three, China. What do you think, Alexander?
I think it's Ukraine. I think most likely it's Ukraine. If it's not Ukraine, my guess is it's China. But I am not absolutely sure about that. I think that Britain was certainly involved, but Britain was working directly with the intelligence services through Christopher Steele. And of course, Hillary Clinton would have known all about that, because her person who was involved with the British intelligence services and the US intelligence services would have been Christopher Steele. And Christopher Steele was, of course, British. So, I mean, you know, she knew all about all of that side of things. So my guess is it was Ukraine. Ukraine was definitely heavily involved in the presidential election, the 2016 presidential election. It was certainly trying to assist Hillary Clinton to win, and it was certainly working very strongly against Trump, and it was a major factory for a lot of the stories about Russiagate, including a lot of the stories that got into the Steele dossier. So I think it's Ukraine. It's also possible it was China, because, of course, China undoubtedly and unquestionably wanted Hillary Clinton to win the election in 2016. It was not foresight. They would have known already that they were going to have much more difficulty with Donald Trump than they were going to have with Hillary Clinton. And in fact, almost the first thing that happened after Trump was elected, if we go back long enough, we will remember that Xi Jinping, the Chinese leader, set up a summit meeting with Donald Trump, and they met at Mar-a-Lago. There was that extraordinary meeting with the chocolate cake, and it was clearly an attempt by the Chinese to try to mend fences with Donald Trump, to improve relations with Donald Trump, probably because they knew, well, because definitely they knew that they preferred Clinton, and probably because they meddled in the election in some way to try and help Clinton. So I think it's Ukraine. I think it's possible it might have been China. I think you identified the three main countries that were involved in the election. Can I quickly say, because we're bound to get questions about this, I don't think Israel was involved in any way at all to anything like the same degree, because as far as they were concerned, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were equally sympathetic to Israel. So why would they bother?
Yeah, my one final thought on that as I was listening to you, I think it's definitely Ukraine. 90% is Ukraine, 10% China. And I'll tell you why very, very quickly. Of course, there's Alexandra Chalupa. Of course, we understand that she was working at a think tank or something. She was connected to the Ukraine embassy. She was also working for the DNC. She was the go-between Ukraine Clinton campaign. She was the one looking for dirt on Paul Manafort as well within Ukraine. And she did get that dirt. We also know about the Ukraine embassy in Washington that was also helping out the DNC and the Clinton campaign. They've made statements to deny it, and they've actually had officials saying that it was wrong of them to do that. Ukraine has actually made statements admitting their guilt as well. But most importantly, why I think it's Ukraine and not China is because Graham and the U.S. Congress, the senators and the House of Representatives, the deep state, the intelligence agencies will not release the name of the country because they know if they released it was Ukraine, it would undermine their whole project that they have going on in Ukraine. If it was China, I think they would say it was China because it would make China look bad. That's my guess there.
I completely agree. I mean, I would have thought, I don't see why Donald Trump and the Republicans would not name China if it was China. I would have thought they would do. So that's a very good point. And I'm sure you're right. I think it's Ukraine. I think 90% it's Ukraine. Doesn't mean the Chinese weren't involved, by the way. I'm sure they were at some level. But I think overwhelmingly this story is about Ukraine. It makes total sense that it would be.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander, very, very quickly, PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, please donate to our channel. We really need your help. If you like this video, click the subscribe button down below. You will get notifications when we push out a new video and when we do awesome live streams. And of course, go to the Durant Shop, pick up some merchandise. Alexander has a mug. He'll show you. I have my mug of Ireland. DurantShop.com. The link is in the description box down below. Take care, everybody.